Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakravarti. We'll begin today with preparations for next month's Boston Marathon, 1 year after the deadly bombings that shook this city. Public safety officials have announced a long list of security measures designed to keep runners and viewers safe.
WBUR's Deborah Becker spent part of today at the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency in Framingham, where she heard about the plan, and she joins us now. Hi, Deb.
Hello there, Anthony.
So tell us about these new security measures and how they were presented this morning.
Well, we heard about several things this morning and what will be new this year along the marathon route. But I think what most spectators should know is that officials are discouraging anyone from carrying a backpack or large items, no coolers, no blankets or things like that. Instead, they're saying all personal items should be brought along the route in clear plastic bags. And if people bring some of those large items, so there's not necessarily a complete ban, but if you do try to bring those items to the marathon this year, they will be subject to searches at random security checkpoints that will be set up along the parade route. Now, despite these increased security measures, lots of police officers, lots of federal officials, and these random security checkpoints and these measures, Massachusetts Emergency Management Director Kurt Schwartz says it should not harm the race. Let's listen to what he said.
The safety and security plan this year is comprehensive, much more comprehensive than last year, and there will be a significant increase in the number of police officers and other public safety personnel deployed. We are confident that the overall experience of runners and spectators will not be impacted and that all will enjoy a fun, festive, family-oriented day.
So, Deb, Kurt Schwartz there talking about a fun, festive, and family-oriented day. Sounds like a lot of policing, though. Give us some facts and figures about this.
Well, what they said today, Anthony, was that there will be 3,500 uniformed police officers along the marathon route this year. That's about double the number of police officers that are usually on hand for the marathon. There will also be undercover or plainclothes police officers, private security contractors at some of the high crowd areas, like the finish line and the starting line and Hopkinton will be there to supervise things. The FBI will be there. And also, officials are launching a campaign, which they did during the 4th of July, the See Something, Say Something campaign, where they're encouraging anyone who sees anything suspicious to text a tip in to authorities or to tell someone right away.
Right. And I imagine, too, Deb, a lot more security cameras along the route?
That's right. They said there will be increased video surveillance along the route, again, similar to what they implemented in the 4th of July, which was sort of the big public event after the marathon bombing, where officials really went and did a lot of increased security. They traveled to parts of the country to learn about increased security at big crowded events. And so they put in extra video surveillance for that. They're going to be using that, but adding to it as well. And they're also in talks with private businesses about using their video surveillance systems during the marathon.
Now, Deb, typically during Boston marathons of the past, friends and relatives of the runners will sometimes join in the race for a bit, or at least be able to come up to the runners with oranges or cups of water and so forth. Will that be discouraged?
Well, yes, it will be discouraged. It's not an outright ban, but they say that they're discouraging unauthorized people from being along the marathon route, in part because of security, but in part because this marathon is going to be much more crowded than last year's. There are about 9,000 additional runners this year, and there will be barriers set up along some parts of the route where there were not barriers before. Again, here's Massachusetts Emergency Management Director Kurt Schwartz.
In many of the communities, we'll be using barriers this year. Now, I want to be careful when I say barriers. Nobody's building walls between spectators and runners. In many cases, these barriers will be ropes. In other cases, they may be the traditional bicycle rack. But it's a reasonable security measure.
And Deb, given what happened a year ago, it's of course understandable what the public officials are doing here. But do we know if there have been any reported threats for the marathon this year?
The FBI was asked that question today, Anthony, and the FBI special agent in charge said no. There are no threats against the marathon this year, and they're monitoring things from around the world, and they will be increasingly vigilant.
All right, that's WBUR's Deb Becker reporting on the series of new security measures planned for next month's Boston Marathon. Thanks, Deb.
Thank you.
Well, let's turn now to how the new rules will affect the thousands of runners in the race. WBUR's Alex Ashlock has covered the Boston Marathon for us for more than a decade, and he joins us now in the studio. So, Alex, what's going to change for runners in this year's marathon?
Well, Meghna, the big change is affecting the runners. It's the same change that's affecting spectators. You basically can't bring a backpack with you to the start of the race out in Hopkinton. And the reason this is a problem for runners is that most of them take the bus from downtown Boston to the starting area, the Athletes Village out there, and then they wait for the race to begin. And that wait, Meghna, can be a few hours. So if you're running, you want your stuff with you. You want the things that you feel you need, your special food, maybe your special water, your special liquid. And this year, whatever that special something is will have to fit into a fanny pack or a hydration belt that can only have containers of a liter or smaller.
Oh, wow. So significant changes then for the runners.
Big deal.
Is it going to affect every runner from the amateurs who come to Boston all the way to the world elite?
That's a good question. I think the elite runner's experience is very different from the 36,000 other runners that will be in the race. They'll be screened, I'm sure, but I imagine that will happen in the hotel downtown before they're taken out at the start.
Okay. So how did it work in years past? I mean, was security as tight at the Athletes Village as you were talking about?
Well, the security really could begin when you go downtown to get on the bus to go out to Hopkinton. When you did that in the past, as I did one year, you take your backpack with you, you go out to the start at the Athletes Village. You have all that stuff with you. You put it back on the bus and it gets transported to the finish line where it could be picked up after you finish the race. I don't really remember there being any security screening for what was in that backpack when I ran the Boston Marathon. So this is a huge change for the runners.
All right. So tens of thousands of runners as well. And how are, you know, they reacting to this?
I think if I had to generalize, they'd say it's an overreaction to an event that I think a lot of people hope obviously doesn't happen again. They feel like these new rules are a bit of a stretch, and they're really not happy about it. But I brought some of those concerns today to the Boston Athletic Association. I spoke to Dave McGilvery. He's the longtime marathon race director, and here's what he said.
The lesson here is that individual participants in the race have to take personal responsibility for themselves. There's 36,000 of them, and there's only a handful of us managing it. So if they just plan ahead and prepare properly, take extra clothes with them out there, they can wear a fanny pack, they can put food in there, they can put other essentials in there that they need to get them through the course. Plus, we provide 99% of all the amenities that they're going to need at the start, along the course, and at the finish.
And Dave McGilvery did say they're going to ramp up the supplies they have out at the Athletes Village. And Deb reminded us that there will be 9,000 more runners in the field this year, packing it up to 36,000. And that's really well beyond the limit of what the marathon course can handle. Dave McGilvery's told me in the past it's about 27,000.
Oh, wow.
So they're overloaded this year.
Okay. Well, it seems like the bottom line, though, is that a similar security thinking that's going to apply to spectators is also going to apply to runners, and that those large bags and backpacks are just going to be not allowed basically anywhere near the course.
Yeah, that's right. And the officials from the BAA say they're really following the lead of public safety officials who recommend it that this be the case. Tom Grilk is the executive director of the BAA.
Those are concerns largely driven by public safety. And what we do is put on races, and public safety officials are the ones who prescribe or strongly recommend those guidelines. That said, we don't disagree at all. We want the right balance of security and celebration and fun, and that's exactly what these public safety officials are trying to maintain.
And Meghna, Deb and Anthony both mentioned this. I think the overall goal this year is they want to keep this event, Patriots Day event, a celebration and not turn it into a security state.
It's hard not to think about the security, though, as we do enter the month before this year's Boston Marathon. WBUR's Alex Ashlock, thanks so much.
You're welcome.